This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You will find all of the features completely free there. So do head there, enjoy those on us. Main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content, the items that you see in the main column of the front page of our website were all created by listeners like you. So without you, we wouldn't have anything there. So thanks to you. And if you haven't gone over there and figured out how all that works, you can go to freetalklive.com and do it. It's a pretty neat little simple process.
Most exciting website on the internet.
I don't know about that. But it's definitely one of the better talk radio websites.
That's for sure.
I feel confident in saying that.
Not big competition.
Unfortunately, that's a true statement. But nonetheless, we appreciate everybody who's helped make it possible, because if it weren't for you, it wouldn't be as great as it is. So, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And 800-259-9231. Coming up still tonight. So, last night, we mentioned something and never got to the details. Mark, you got some scientific details on what might actually be wrong with these X-ray machines from a health standpoint.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them scientific details. They are details from scientists. So people that are better experts than we are, I don't know that they spit it out in scientific form, though.
I see. Well, if it comes from a scientist, it certainly seems more scientific than otherwise.
It's science-y, definitely.
So we'll get to that. And the LA Times is telling you to shut up and be scanned. We'll see what kind of advice they have. And, of course, take your phone calls.
It sounds very compassionate, whatever it is.
Yeah. But your calls are the primary element, so let's go to them first. Ed is listening in Washington, D.C. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Guys, how are y'all tonight?
Hey, Ed, what's on your mind? I'm a little bit tired of the TSA issue, but apparently a lot of people aren't tired of it. And I'd like an excuse to stop talking about it, but when the LA Times puts out an op-ed called Shut Up and Be Scanned, it's hard for me to ignore something, a piece of propaganda that brazen. That's how I am. Go ahead.
Well, listen about the TSA. This is about our New Year's Eve Liberty Bash benefit for Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to let the listeners know about it. The past 3 days, we have sold over $1,000 worth of tickets.
Wow, that's
pretty
good.
Yes. So I just want to let everyone know, New Year's Eve, New York City, they can go to NewYearsEveLibertyBash.com and purchase a reservation get into this party of the year.
I've heard it's going to be quite a good time.
I'm really interested in going, but, I'm probably going to be here doing the radio show, and I can't get from Keene, New Hampshire to New York City in 3 hours. So.
Well, I know that, let's see, over in, isn't it the guys from Liberty on Tour, aren't they planning on being there? I know that I've heard some folks are going to be there. Michelle Seven, I believe, is going and speaking on behalf of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
Then it's a real party.
Yes, she sure is. I'm not sure if Adam and Pete are going to make it, but we definitely want as many people to come out there so that we can help them with all the court costs that they incurred during the Liberty on Tour. And, of course, the proceeds will also be going to Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
It's fantastic. So where can folks go to learn more about this again?
Okay, they can go to NewYearsEveLibertyBash.com, and they can purchase a reservation there. It's going to be in Manhattan. So, like I said, the past 3 days, the ticket sales have jumped, and there's limited space, and people need to get on board now.
Is this in a hotel? Where is it taking place?
Okay, this is going to be at the Gin Mill. We have a private room called the Speakeasy at the Gin Mill. And it's in the Upper West Side. There's a map and everything on the website.
What is the Gin Mill?
It's NewYearsEveLibertyBash.com.
What is the Gin Mill?
It's a bar. It's definitely a 21 and up. But like I said, we do have a private room for all of us voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians.
Are there like a recommended event hotel where you can get a room discount or something like that, or is that just not even an option on New Year's Eve in New York City?
Yeah, we're not, you know, our group, we're really not going to get involved in that. It's pretty much folks will have to take care of that themselves. You know, get together. They can go to the Facebook page and get together with their friends and figure out what they want to do as far as splitting a room, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like being in New York City. How many times have you been in New York City on New Year's Eve, Ed?
I've never been to New York City on New Year's Eve, and that's why I decided to throw this.
This should be very interesting. I mean, of course, everybody knows that in Times Square there's an incredibly large amount of people. I imagine that thronging mass to some extent exists throughout the city. But I'm just speculating. I don't know. I've been there only a few times for business.
We'll be on the Upper West Side, so we won't be as close to the bit larger crowds.
I see. Nonetheless, I would expect that earlier would be better as far as, like you say, locking in tickets for the event and getting a hotel room. That way you can assure yourself that you can get a hotel as close to the event as possible.
From what I've heard, New Jersey, you can get some decent prices there, and it's, you know, like a 15-minute train ride. So
I see.
It shouldn't be any problem getting a room.
I got you. Well, I know that if I'm going to be partying with the folks from, you know, Liberty on Tour or any of the other liberty-minded folks that I've been hanging around for a while, I'd rather just stumble to the nearest hotel and enjoy the rest of my night there.
You have to avoid there being stumbled.
Yeah, exactly.
There'll definitely be some after parties going on for sure. So.
All right. So what was it? New Year's Eve. It was a long URL. New Year's Eve what?
It's New Year's Eve, LibertyBash.com.
All right, there you go. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And 1-800-259-9231. Maybe we will, if we're lucky, we'll have some drunken reveler call us on New Year's Eve. Because typically, if it's New Year's Eve, Free Talk Live is live on the air. So we, you know, always have a good time hearing from people that are having a good time.
Not actually at the countdown time, just prior to it.
Correct. We in our
very early partiers. Yeah.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to somebody who's in New Jersey. Marcus is on the line. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to share my fun story at the Motor Vehicle Commission because everybody loves going there. Mm-hmm. Recently, I bought a 1978 Volkswagen bus, and
Does it run?
Yeah, it does run.
Okay, good news.
And I wanted to register it as a historic vehicle because it's old and there's some
cheaper
small benefits to doing that.
Yes.
Of course, you know, since that's an extra piece of paper, they don't actually allow you to do that at every single location. So instead of driving 10 minutes to the motor vehicle, I had to drive 40 minutes on a Saturday. When I got there, there was a line out the door and around the building.
Nice.
It was a really long line, and gotten that. And this police officer came out and kind of, you know, very loudly told everybody, "Well, you'll be lucky if you even get in here, because we're closing on time, and we're only letting people in an hour before closing, and after that, forget it." So that was nice.
Yeah. Good customer service there.
Right. But this lady came out and actually let me cut in line, I guess, because I was registering a vehicle, and she handed me a piece of paper. I said, "Oh, can I use this to register historic?" She says, "Yes." So I go inside, cut everybody, and fill that out, get up to the desk, and the woman's like, "This is wrong. This isn't for the historic registration. You got to get that over there." I'm like, "Okay." So
stand in another line.
Yeah, actually, she told me to get it at a desk that was unattended, and she didn't help anybody while I was going to get that. She just waited for me to go get it and fill it out.
So she could have taken somebody else, but she didn't.
No, she definitely didn't. She could have, but she was just wanted to wait for me to fill out another piece of paperwork. Mm-hmm. And I got the paperwork, and I showed it to her. I said, "Is this it?" And she says, "Yes." So I fill that out. When I hand it to her, she says, "This is the wrong one."
I don't imagine it's ending there, so if you don't mind, hang on. We will bring you back here for the rest of your story. 800-259-9231. DMV Adventures. I'm relieved that we're not talking about the TSA, at least for the first segment of the show. 800-259-9231. If you want to keep it up, keep dialing in. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features there, including news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for either email updates, Twitter, or Facebook. It's all free. News.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win. It's also for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyer should be doing. It works for plaintiffs and or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You get it at jurisdictionary.com. There's so many people out there that have so much trouble with the legal system, and jurisdictionary.com is designed to help you with that. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, we continue with Marcus. He's on the line in New Jersey on the amp lines, telling us of his odyssey with the DMV, going down, getting in a huge line, getting a lucky break, and having somebody allow him to cut into their place in line. Then you went in with apparently what was the wrong form. He thought it was the right form. They told you it was the wrong form. She tells you to go. The bureaucrat says to go and get the right form from a certain desk. You go and do that. She waits for you rather than handling any other customers like a good customer service person would, and then comes back. You come back, and she tells you again that you got the wrong form.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, when I came back with the form, I first asked her. I said, is this the right form? She says, yeah, that's it. Waited for me to fill it out. Then after I filled it out, then they told me, oh, no, this is the wrong form. Yeah. She was an expert. You could tell.
Wow.
So after I go through all that, you know, she takes it and they do the processing, and I had to wait. I actually had to hand in a photo of the vehicle because it was a historic registration, and for whatever reason they need that. And I got to talk with a different woman who helped me with that. And when I handed her the photo, this was the first person to actually smile, which was interesting. And she's like, oh, she's looking at the photo. And since it was a old Volkswagen bus, she says, oh, I remember these back in my day. We'd have that thing filled with flowers and pot.
Oh, my God.
it was just quite bizarre.
You should have told her mine is now.
Yeah, but I did get out of there, and I just thought it was really interesting how they, you know, they had all these people out and just yelling at them, and you know, that was pretty much the story.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us. I appreciate it.
Everybody who goes to the DMV at some point or another in their life has some harrowing experience. I mean, most people try to avoid it like it's the plague.
I feel so fortunate. I haven't gone to the DMV since I was 16, got my license.
I've been a few times to a few different ones in different places for different things, and you know, even when they go well, it goes poorly. And because you have this much lower standard of what customer service should be like mm-hmm. at a DMV. And it just kind of speaks to the whole, you know, nation. If somehow you could have competing services that would, you know, license you or whatever it is that the DMV does, you would see an entirely different attitude over there if the clerks were compensated based on, you know, how many people they helped and how well they helped them or something like that. Obviously, store clerks at grocery stores generally aren't, but they have different policies that make it so, you know, there's three people in line, we open a new register, that kind of thing. You don't wait very long at the grocery store, and there's a lot, there's just a much more myriad of selection there. There's only a few things that you need at the DMV. But somehow or another, they managed to do it. You know, I remember when I got my license, I don't know how it was for everybody else, but there was this person who was next to me. I studied exhaustively for my driver's license. I think this was my restricted permit. There was somebody next to me who I don't know whether they had studied or not, but they were taking the test multiple times that day. You can take the test
I remember that, yeah.
More than one time in the day you went. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, obviously, if somebody fails the test, they have to be able to take it again. But, you know, you'd think they'd at least send you home one test per day or whatever.
They send you home after the second one.
Maybe. Whatever.
If I'm recalling correctly. Because I know
bizarre,
I failed it a few times.
Yeah, I didn't. I got it on my first go because I thought it was so important.
Right.
You know?
I passed the driver's test first time. I didn't pass the written test the first time.
Of course, they don't want to drive around with you more than once. I had to pass it back when you had to parallel park.
Oh, yeah. They didn't have that when I did it. Hey, Marcus, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just wanted to not talk about the TSA.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The discussions surrounding the TSA on the past couple weeks on this program have kind of surrounded the activism side of things, and you know, we've got Meg here on the show, and she's going to come back on this this Saturday night as well. And so obviously we kind of had that perspective of, well, Free Talk Live was kind of one of the things that helped really boost this discussion, thanks to George Donnelly over at WeWon'tFly.com for posting a YouTube clip of our interview of Meg being harassed by the TSA. And now there's this whole whirlwind of activity surrounding the activism that Meg and now John Tyner have engaged in. He's the guy that refused to allow them to touch his junk.
You touch my junk, I'll have you arrested.
Yeah.
And sounds like a good policy.
He had video, and that's audio.
Good audio, too. Yeah. And so, you know, and he refused to cooperate. That's important. So, and then you've got National Opt-Out Day. So it's more so kind of focused around the activism and what's been happening out there and encouraging people to get involved and join National Opt-Out Day at WeWon'tFly.com. But we haven't really focused on what the other side is saying. But we've talked something about, to some extent, about what the mainstream media's reporting has been on, say, Meg and John Tyner, but not necessarily what their editorializing has been. In fact, maybe there hasn't been much until this point, but all of a sudden today I came across two pieces. One of them from the L.A. Times, the other one from townhall.com, which is essentially a neoconservative website. It's a website that is operated by the Salem Radio Network, which is a very, very ultra-conservative neocon talk radio network.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. So let's start with the L.A. Times, though, because I just think the headline on this one cannot be ignored. Shut up and be scanned. No need to be intellectual about it or anything like that. You just go ahead. Lay it right out there.
Yeah, don't deal with people's concerns.
So, the airport security devices may be intrusive, but they're also a necessary evil. Would you rather pose for a nude photograph or be groped by a federal employee? To hear many flyers these days, those are the only two choices for air passengers as the TSA, Transportation Security Administration, installs full-body scanners at airports and introduces a more invasive pat-down technique that some have likened to sexual molestation. We're not wild about the new methods either, but they're a necessary evil in the era of suicide bombers who board planes with chemical explosives in their underwear.
Necessary evil is a contradiction in terms.
What
evil
do you mean?
Is not necessary.
But the L.A. Times says it is.
The L.A. Times is wrong.
This is the largest newspaper in the west of the Mississippi.
And this is the largest Liberty Radio program on the air, so...
All right, we'll come back with more on this so-called necessary evil. They've got some justifications, things to say. Shame on you, Americans, for daring to buck the system, daring to prepare yourself for National Opt-Out Day and reach out to people and tell them what's going on in the Air Force. You should just shut up. That's what they're saying here, literally. Shut up and be scanned.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site totally free. So head over there and do enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to freetalklive.com, shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to the shrine. And, again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
So how soon do you want to start teaching that child special to you about the ideas of liberty? It's Christmas time. It's an opportunity to buy this book, An Island Called Liberty, for every child on your list. Probably any of them between the ages of, you know, starting to have books read to them, so maybe one and a half, one, all on up to, say, seven. An Island Called Liberty, it's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there, order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
We'll come back to the LA Times here in a moment. Shut up and be scanned is what they're saying. Quit all this making a ruckus. You shouldn't be refusing. You should just accept it. We need the police state. We'll see what they have to say for themselves in a moment. But Dan is on the line in Texas. Dan, want to get your thoughts. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, the TSA.
All right. What's on? Go ahead.
We recently took a trip up to your neck of the woods. And first off, fortunately, we were not subjected to the body scanners in either direction. So that was nice.
That's good.
But the night we got up there, I took my coat out of my carry-on bag, put it on, stuck my hands in the pocket. Guess what I found in the pocket of my carry-on baggage?
Knife.
Lighter.
No, a live round of ammunition.
Uh-oh.
You could have built a zip gun right there out of a McDonald's straw and a loose carpet tack.
Right, right. But it gets better. So my companion is going through their bag, just looking for some stuff, and finds a lighter.
Hmm.
Okay? It gets better. On further inspection, we found a small amount of a certain herb.
Good Lord,
man!
And who knows how old this thing is? But I mean, those are three, you know, pretty big ticket items that they missed.
They
on
certainly
our
go
on.
They certainly go up the list from lighter to live ammunition to marijuana.
Yeah, I got a lighter through no problem. It wasn't hidden away or anything like that. It was just in my carry on.
Happens
bag.
All the time. It's happened to everybody.
And this is why they're swabbing down. I mean, we didn't get any kind of body scan nonsense going on, but at our airport where we left, they were actually randomly wiping down the carry-ons with I guess, some sort of explosive detecting rag of some sort on a stick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And for all that hullabaloo and the x-rays and all other stuff, you know, three of those items made it onto the carry-on, you know, all the way up there. So there you go.
Thanks for sharing that story. Anything else you want to talk about?
Nope, that's
thanks
it. Appreciate
for the call.
It.
Appreciate hearing from you, Dan, at 800-259-9231. You're welcome to share
you're
yours.
Really lucky. I mean, he's really, really lucky.
I would like to
imagine just walking around with a little bit of old weed. And, I mean, it happens. If you smoke pot,
it gets put places.
It gets put places. And then, you know, yeah. I mean, he got extraordinarily lucky. That would have been a tough, tough day where you're like, I don't know how that got there.
And you wouldn't have known, really.
Well, you did. Once you see it, it's like, oh.
Put it there.
Yeah, I put that there a long time ago. But then what do you... Somebody else stuck pot in my coat pocket.
So 800-259-9231, maybe you want to tell your smuggling story. You're certainly welcome to do so. The L.A. Times saying, shut up and be scanned, is the actual headline of the article. They're saying, hey, it's necessary. It's a necessary evil. We're not wild about the new methods either, but it's necessary. Well, they're wild enough about the police state to write up an editorial and literally just try to smack people around verbally. Objections, they say, to the enhanced procedures are many and varied. Some center on the scanners, which are increasingly replacing metal detectors at airport terminals, and for good reason. Old-style detectors can't find the plastic or chemical bombs favored by today's terrorists. Yet the new scanners effectively peer through passengers' clothing, earning them the nickname porno scanners from such groups as We Won't Fly, a grassroots consumer organization. Passengers fear that the nearly nude images will be saved and disseminated, or they're just uncomfortable with the idea of a security screener peering at their bodies.
You know, it's not just a fear. The fact is these images have shown up on the Internet. They're out there. You can find them.
I saw an article a couple days ago. There's at least 100 of them out in the wild now.
Yep.
Others fret the scanners pose a health risk, and then we'll get into that here in a moment. And then there are those, such as software engineer John Tyner, who refused the scans only to be confronted with an even worse alternative, the new TSA pat-down, which leaves no area of the body unexplored. Tyner became a YouTube star last weekend after he recorded his encounter with security officers at San Diego International Airport on his cell phone and posted it online. In the audio-only recording, the TSA employee explained this is the search technique, which involves running a hand up the leg to the crotch in front and back, to which Tyner responds, if you touch my junk, I'll have you arrested. Things go down from there, with Tyner eventually being threatened with a civil lawsuit for leaving the terminal without submitting to the search. And although Tyner might now be the most famous search objector, he's far from the only one. The Electronic Privacy Information Center has filed suit claiming that the scans violate the Fourth Amendment's ban on unreasonable searches, which they'll probably fail at because the government's going to find that it's completely reasonable.
Sure. Well, not just that it's reasonable, though. What they'll find is that you voluntarily accept it.
And airline pilots' unions are complaining volubly. There's no bright line to indicate where our quest for security becomes intolerably invasive of our privacy, but we're still pretty sure the TSA hasn't yet crossed it. So not yet.
We are. We are sure.
Yeah. We meaning the people at the newspaper.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's just the people at the newspaper that agree, because you know somebody at the newspaper obviously doesn't agree.
Sure.
I mean, this flaming jackhole just says whatever they feel like. We. You know what?
Well, right.
What
it's the editorial board, essentially, is that's for whom they are speaking.
Okay. Well, who cares what you five jerks think?
Mm. So, although the pat-downs are seriously embarrassing, they're also usually voluntary. To avoid them, you just have to go through the scanner. and fears about the scanners have been overblown. Images from the scanners are viewed in a separate room by an officer who never sees a passenger, whose face is automatically blurred. The TSA says images cannot be saved, stored, or printed, but privacy advocates are skeptical.
Well, not just skeptical. I believe people have already shown that, in fact, that that's not true, that they can be saved, they can be stored.
Yeah, that was proven to be a lie from the TSA a long time ago.
The TSA's been caught in a whole bunch of lies. That's why I don't care what they say.
But now, Mark, now we've changed the software, and it's no longer possible to save the images.
How many times, I mean, you know, how many times are you supposed to go back to that boyfriend that hits you, right?
And why is it supposed to matter that the TSA agent is sitting in a separate room somewhere? Are we supposed to believe they don't have a two-way radio where somebody can key up and say, yeah, we got ourselves a hottie here. You want to save that one?
Now, you know they do.
And yeah, I'm sure that's the case. It's why people like Meg seem to get hit every time they go through the airport.
Well, a coincidence, Sean. I don't know what you're talking about.
Where's the guy? And it's got to happen, right? There's a TSA agent out there. There are several TSA agents out there that like to look at young children naked.
Hmm.
I wonder if they're going to spend their time, hey, can I get on the scanner again today, boss? Sure.
Well, right, as though the pedophile who's operating that particular scanning machine isn't going to be able to see that it's a child that's walking through, right? I mean, even if he can't see the person on the outside necessarily, they can certainly see the scan, and maybe that's all they're really that concerned about. So having less this is getting back to the LA Times, they then point out that the U.S. Marshal Service did admit to saving 35,000 images from one of these body scanners at a Florida courtroom this summer. Or actually, I think it's an earlier generation scanner. Having seen the less than titillating images produced by the scanners, we doubt they'll show up on internet porn sites anytime soon, or that even if they did, the subjects in them would be remotely recognizable. Well, the story they're referencing, the one with the U.S. Marshals in Orlando saving 35,000 images, that one indeed is a pretty crappy-looking scan. If you actually look, the resolution's very poor. However, those are not the same machines that are being used in the airports. It's my understanding the airport machines are much higher resolution. If you've seen the blue pictures that have been shuffled around the Internet, those are pretty high res.
Yeah, I mean,
so 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Equally shrugworthy, says the LA Times, are the complaints about safety. Ha! Nothing to be worried about. We'll see what they have to say about that in a moment.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsprout.com. SproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365. Or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there, completely free. They're there because of listeners like you, though, because a lot of listeners have decided to join up with a Free Talk Live AMP program, but we could use one more, like you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can choose to send us $3 a month, and then in return you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only podcast and more. Get all those details and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, and alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. We use that money to reinvest in the show, by the way. We take that $3 a month, pull it together with other people's $3, and then we go and we buy industry advertising. We attend the occasional talk radio convention. We will reach out on the internet with internet advertising to bring new listeners to this program and expose them to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, you help us, and everybody wins. Amp.freetalklive.com. The LA Times saying, shut up and just let them in your house to search for immigrants. Oh, well, that's not happening yet, but eventually it's the same thing, right? Well, the terrorists are on the loose. Everything is necessary. It doesn't matter what your objections are. We don't care about the scanners. Yeah, okay, maybe there's health risks. Maybe there aren't. Don't worry about it. We need to do this. So shut up, Americans. This is for your own good. And that's the actual title of the article. Shut up and be scanned. Now, they're saying here that the safety is you know, these concerns are overblown. And, Mark, you're going to tell us what some scientists are saying here in a moment. But they claim they're shrug-worthy, these complaints about safety regarding the X-ray scanners, the body scanners at the airports that the TSA is rolling out nationwide. They say about half the machines being deployed use X-ray technology that exposes passengers to radiation. Yet the amount is so tiny, it would take 5,000 trips through the scanner to equal the exposure of a single chest X-ray.
See, these numbers are cross the board. This is bullcrap.
What do you mean?
This is a lie. Okay, the TSA said it was 1,000 times. I'm going to read an article here from scientists who've done the studies that say it's more like 100 to 100 to 50, 50 to a hundredth of a chest X-ray scan. So I'm just wondering. I mean, if we're willing to keep lying here, let's just say, well, you know, it doesn't do anything. It's you know, this is sunburns are a lot worse.
It's hard to take that seriously, they say, as a health risk. Flyers are exposed to cosmic radiation during their flights. It's many times the level of exposure from the scanners.
See, let's get the story straight, people. If we're gonna tell people stories, let's get it straight.
The quest to keep up with terrorists' shifting methods never ends. As soon as you block one potential attack route, terrorists often find another. In reaction to the high-tech scans, suicide bombers may well switch to buses and trains rather than airplanes. Or
indeed.
Or airborne killers might resort to inserting explosives into their body cavities where the machines can't detect them.
Sure, and what do the scans do about that?
So it's reasonable to ask, what's next? Anal probes at the airport? It's safe to say that the TSA, if the TSA gets to that point, it will have crossed the line. And it might be time to explore less invasive methods.
Anal probes will have crossed the line. Well, why? You don't need anal probes. Let's just get real chest x-rays.
Meanwhile, the
whole body x-rays.
Meanwhile, though, a full body scan isn't a terribly high price.
I mean, they just do the anal probe for fun. I mean, you're gonna actually find something if you do the full-fledged x-ray, right?
They say it's not a terribly high price to pay for a measure of peace of mind. Of course, that's not good enough for groups like We Won't Fly. It's promoting a mass protest on November 24th, the day before Thanksgiving. And you know, kudos to the LA Times for at least mentioning We Won't Fly and linking to the mass protest
here. Thanks for that.
Opt-out day. November 24th, the day before Thanksgiving, urging flyers to opt out of the full-body scanners. This will subject them to the far more intrusive and time-consuming pat-down instead. And if many people participate, it will render the traditionally long pre-Thanksgiving delays at airports positively unbearable.
Well, and whose fault would that be? The ones giving the scans or the ones demanding not to be scanned?
You, of course. As they point out here, and all because of a few excessively body-conscious individuals being uncomfortable with a scan that's little more taxing or dangerous than going through a metal detector. The new scans might not be foolproof, but they'll spot more dangerous materials than the old detectors and keep passengers safer. If you can't handle such a minor inconvenience, perhaps you should stay on the ground.
You're a bad American.
Well, it's my understanding that these scanners wouldn't have dealt with the underwear bomber that was used as the excuse to bring them in the first place.
That's the claim. I mean, I don't know. Correct. You are correctly stating the claim. I'm certainly no expert in this.
Well, and this isn't the first time. I think it was when James Babb from WeWon'tFly.com was on MSNBC, and I've heard this a couple times now, this retort from the media that, well, if you don't like it, you can just stay on the ground. Well, guess what? They're rolling this out at bus stations and train stations as well. Not necessarily the backscatter machines yet, but Michelle Seven told us that one of her friends was pulled out of a Greyhound bus at a Border Patrol checkpoint inside the country and run through a backscatter machine. So no, staying on the ground will not save you from the backscatter machines necessarily.
Sure, they're claiming the terrorists might do this or might do that, and one of the things they might do is go after a bus.
One of the things they won't do is anything they've done in the past. If they've done it once, they're going to assume that we've figured out a way to deal with that and not try it again.
It sure is a lot easier to get something on a train or a bus, so or in a shopping mall or wherever else where there's very little to no security. So yeah, the idea that a plane is somehow going to be the next target.
I've always felt that the best explanation for this, is that look, if the terrorists really did want our freedoms, they got them. The government went and took them away in response to the terrorists. The terrorists got the freedoms.
Let's go to Kevin, listening in Canton, Ohio, to WCER. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how you guys doing this evening?
Super, Kevin. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, let's put it out front. I've listened to you guys for a little while now. Can't say I follow everything that you go through, but when it came back to the screeners, I wanted to pass a little information.
All right.
Back when I was around aviation and aircraft, the radar that they use on the aircraft are an infrared. Okay, now they have a specific output. They're frequency specific. The density of that frequency is specific. The density is actually digitized in the TSA's equipment. Okay, now for the normal person, that doesn't mean anything. That just means a different rate of information. But what you have to remember is if you look at a wavy road from overhead, that's what a UV ray looks like. That's what the sun's putting out. What we're actually looking at this point is broken pieces of direct information. So a whole bunch of dashes, if you will. Now, the baud rate that they back up behind this equipment with to get through the clothing is where you have the issue. If it's penetrating the clothing, it's penetrating the human. There's no doubt. It's been proven on infrared theory for years. Your gentleman on the show was talking about how could they make one statement, then turn around and make another. It was very easy. On the second statement, they compared apples and oranges. How are you going to do that? So whoever the gentleman was made an appropriate statement that he couldn't be caught on, but he's actually comparing two different wavelengths. Okay, a digitized wavelength is much more intense to the human body than a normal UV wavelength.
So what you're saying is, let me see if I'm understanding you, you're saying that with the claim about flying in an airplane giving you more x-rays is not it, where he was saying you get more x-rays in your in an airplane flight than during the actual body scanner, you're saying apples and oranges, the body scanner is a different type of wave?
Yes. The wave is actually a dense field that's broken into dashes. Everywhere where that wavy line would be at the, of the road that you're looking at from overhead, let's say, everything is cut in a straight pattern from the peak of one side to the peak of the other.
Mm-hmm.
And everything within that, everything within that field, which is 3 to 4 times the expanse of the road winding down through there, okay, the wavy line, 3 to 4 times easily the amount of processed information that's slamming into the human body.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, Kevin. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark, where are these scientists coming from? You've got a story from somewhere. Where is this at?
Well, the story itself comes from, cosmiclog.msnbc.msn.com.
Okay.
So it's a longer story than what I'm going to read. I'm just going to read an excerpt from it. The Transportation Security Administration says the amount of radiation from scans amounts to about a thousandth of the amount a person receives from a standard chest x-ray. So,
okay. The LA Times said it was 5,000.
The LA Times said 5,000. These people say 1,000. The caller, you know, who sounded like he knows what he's talking about, mm-hmm. says that, you know, it may very well be 1,000th the amount of the x-rays, but it's, you know, more powerful in some way. Peter Rez, a physicist professor from Arizona State University in Tempe, did his own calculations and found the exposure to be about 1/50th to 1/100th of the amount of the standard chest x-ray. So he calculated the risk of getting cancer from a single scan at about 1 in 30 million. Now, if it's 1 in 30 million, and there's 300 million people in the United States, and they all took a flight in the single year,
someone's getting cancer.
10 people are getting cancer.
It's the price we have to pay for safety, Mark.
Right, and that's really what they're saying here. So, yeah, obviously this is going to cause people cancer, but screw it, it's worth it.
More coming up here. Hour number two is next. You take control.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.